shit we done. You're gone, but my life goes on and on. Even though your life is done, I know that you're where you belong, and your memory will always continue to live on. It seems like yesterday we picked you up and put your shit in the trunk, and then I asked if you could dunk, and you said throw me a noop, and then you jumping just threw this shit through the hoop with ease. And I'm thinking, holy shit, this dude is a G, for real. And then you went to school with me, and we grew a bond. I was the oldest of three sons, so at times we didn't get along. I wasn't used to being muscled and picked on. You were the older brother I always wanted, man. I'm not fronting, I love you. I would point out a weak link in the offense and play D on him. And you said, fuck that, you're playing D on me. If you wanna be D1, you gotta guard D1, son. So then I did what I had to do, and sometimes I got the job done. And other times you made me look like it was my first time balling. But it's okay, you couldn't shoot the Spalding the way that I shot the Spalding. And you know that this white boy could ball, man. Yo, but you had a gift, you were smart as shit, and had the fucking charm of a prince. You pulled all the bitches, remember when you crashed the whip from dipping that one and crashed it into a fence and told pops you had to miss a tear. Lying ass motherfucker. You snuck the weed onto the plane in Alaska by putting it in your McDonald's bag and walk straight onto the plane with that shit, and then smoke the hotel room up with it. You're as crazy can get. And yeah, you made some mistakes, but we all do. It's part of this life that we live. And when you broke into that dude's crib at 3 in the morning and then tried to dip, but he caught you and chased you down with a fucking broomstick. Yeah, I have to admit I laughed because that made you look stupid as shit. But he put a restraining order on you because you would come back to his crib and apologize for it. That's the type of guy you is. So anyone saying that you're a bad guy, they don't know shit. I'm hearing people talking about a Facebook status and talking about rich and dead, and I'm like, no way this can't happen. This dude had a gun, shot you 6 times at once, and then put one in your back and made sure that you were done. I can't believe that you're gone. I can't believe that you're gone. Fuck that pussy ass chump. You were so young. I love you, dog, like a brother.